Was it the Cape Drive time? Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. You can criticize, you can comment, and you can criticize again. The South African economy has contracted by 51% in the second quarter of 2020. This is according to data released by Stats SA earlier today. This extends the country's recession for yet another quarter as the country continues to battle COVID and growing unemployment. Well, it's not as if we didn't know it. It's really not news. Online for comment is a Stats General at Stats SA, Mr. Risenga Maluleki. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Shafiq, and again, greetings to listeners of the Voice of the Cape. Let me just correct something, Shafiq.
Please do.
I'm not the Statistician General of Stats SA. I'm only the head of Stats SA, but the Statistician General applies to the country.
All right, so you're head of Stats. All right.
I'm Statistician General. I hold two titles, Statistician General and Head of Stats.
All right. We don't want to give you the wrong position. Otherwise, somebody in that position is going to be very, very confused when they hear what Mr. Maluleki said on air. Okay. Let's sort that one out. But very quickly, what do you make of the fact statistically that the economy has contracted 51%? Where did your data see this?
Shafiq, the first thing that usually happens is those of us in official practice on matters numbers, every number that, as long as our methods are strong and solid, every number that we come up with, we can deal with. We don't have emotional attachment.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically on this slump of 51%, the biggest contribution came from the areas, and I want us to talk about sectors. But before we talk about sectors, all industries as primary, tertiary, and secondary went on the negative growth. But the biggest contribution came from manufacturing, which had a negative contribution of negative 10.8%. It was followed by trade, which had a negative contribution of negative 10.5%. Whereas the biggest plunge was in construction, which grew by negative 76.6%, followed by manufacturing all the way. Actually, all the sectors went on negative growth except agriculture. And indeed, agriculture benefited from good rains, as we have seen in horticulture, animal produce, as well as in plant produce. It actually performed very well.
Now, obviously, before Mr. COVID entered the room, a lot of sectors were down. I know that you were already watching the building sector, for example, was already in a slump before COVID. How much has COVID played into this? Because it seems as if it's played a major role on top of what was already a shrinking economic scenario.
We can't say before COVID entered our shores, Shafiq,
mm-hmm.
because in the last quarter, COVID was creeping in. By the time the president announced as of the 27th of March in the morning that we are going on alert level 5 closure of the country and indeed the economy as well, other countries had already imposed their lockdowns much earlier, countries like China, your Italy, countries in Europe. And these are our trading partners. So we have seen that already in the previous quarter, albeit at the tail end of the quarter. On this one, indeed, COVID had a major contribution because alert level 5 went for 3 weeks in, almost 3 weeks in April, plus another 2 weeks as extended into May. And after that, we went to alert level 4, which didn't open the economy outright to full activity. So COVID had a major impact in what we see, not only in South Africa, but all over the world. And when we look at the unadjusted, not annualized rate of growth, which is sitting at 16.4 in the negative, we are looking at that one of Brazil, at negative 9.7, and China recorded a positive, that is 11%, which then puts us as South Africa amongst the weaker economies of the world as impacted by COVID. But in our case, we were already three quarters in a row before we reported on this quarter of negative growth, which this one then becomes the fourth, which then is a historic event that we go four quarters in a row. It's not new in South Africa, of course. In the years 1991 and 92, we have seen eight quarters of a sustained consecutive negative growth.
Yeah, so it certainly is interesting, isn't it? How do we understand these figures going forward? I mean, is there any way to do that? Is one able to make any predictions from what we have, the data that we have right now?
We have made the numbers available to the public, and of course there will be major players, Shafiq, in terms of forecasting and indeed speculations of what will happen in the next quarter. But for us as statisticians, we are watching the economy, we are measuring, our monthlies are coming out, and when we come back at an appropriate time, we will report on the developments as of the third quarter. But it's not a matter for the statistician general, and indeed any statistician in official practice, to forecast or speculate. We have to measure and come back and say what we have seen in the measurement.
Now, obviously, I mean, I understand 100% that your job is to crunch the numbers, and we have other people who somehow manage to find crystal balls, and they put their numbers into a crystal ball, and then they give us projections for the future.
Certainly, certainly. And I think for those who use these numbers, be it in government as our key user, as well as in the industry, and these are the two key users for GDP numbers, private sector and government. One of the things is that looking at these numbers, obviously trying to speculate and predict what could happen. And of course, they still have to wait for us to measure, but the numbers are there for use in the public space. And not only that, for those in the policy space, as in government politicians, as well as leadership in the industry, to engage, to look at possible options out of this and going forward.
Now, how widely used, as a matter of interest, are your stats? Because Stats SA is all the time we are doing stories on figures that Stats SA is releasing to the South African public. So how extensively do you find your data being used by outside agencies, a government and industry, etc.?
It's like when you are cooking pap, Shafiq, and ask right. How much is millimeal being used in cooking pap, or how much is water used. Look at the Monetary Policy Committee when they meet. They use our CPI, which is Consumer Price Index, because they cannot finalize anything without knowing whether in the policy position they've taken of protecting the rand to have to fall between that the inflation target, in the inflation targeting of 3 to 6%. So they use inflation. GDP, you will find it, the Reserve Bank uses it in their quarterly bulletin. But not only that, government uses that. Government not only use that in the National Development Plan, as you have seen that there are targets that have to be achieved in the National Development Plan, but also for reporting at sustainable development goals at a level of at a global level in New York, which we do every 2 years. But not only that, if you look at our CPI again, in terms of wage negotiations, you need to look at inflation. The Producer Price Index by Captains of Industry, they use our GDP as well. So there's a demand for almost entirely all our 250 to 270 products that we make available per year. And that's why we continue to make them available to the public and our key users.
Okay, 250 products available per year. That's almost one product per day. In fact, that's one product per one and a bit days. That's quite an output.
It's quite hectic, actually. Almost every day we are signing a product out. It's just that when you look at the GDP, for example, it's a compilation. When you look at construction, it has to go out. Mining, monthly, it has to go out. Manufacturing, water, utilities, as in water, gas, and electricity, they have to go out every month. Now, once they have gone out, we still have to compile them because the GDP is not a survey where we go and collect. It's a compilation. We have to compile national accounts to come up with the GDP. Now, we also have to go and collect quarterly labor force survey, but the quarterly labor force survey doesn't go on its own. It still uses mid-year population estimates to estimate from a sample survey to a national what's that output on the grow and on the rate of unemployment and indeed how many people are in the absorptive capacity. So if you ask me, every product that we make is used by the public, but we as well as let's say we use this product for other compilations.
Very interesting stuff indeed, Mr. Rasenga Maluleki from Stats SA. I'm not going to give you all your title because I'll bet you I'll get them wrong and somebody else will get upset. But Mr. Maluleki, always a pleasure to chat to you.
By all means, Shafiq, and again, many thanks to the listeners.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the